B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Give it to someone special for the holidays this year.
You guys are special to us. It's Beanie, Roy, and Loren. Our last show before vacation. Straight up being honest with you, you won't see us for 2 weeks.
I'm not supposed to pull back the curtain right. And show them that we're gone.
I think I pulled back the curtain on Wednesday when I had a mental breakdown in here. How's everybody doing? How was your day in 30 seconds, Loren? Can you do it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess so. Yesterday was my nightmare of errands. So when I left here, I literally, when I left in the morning, did not get home until 8:20 last night. Like, did not go home at all during the day.
Crazy.
I left here. I ran and got my nails done. I had to go to the mall to pick up some gifts. I had a doctor's appointment for a sonogram just to do a baby check.
How was everything?
Great.
Good.
Baby's awesome. Then I had to take my son to swim.
They're still calling it a boy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, they're not, like, even checking for, like, areas. Mm-hmm. But, yes. Mm-hmm.
Anatomy.
Uh-huh. My next appointment in January, they'll do an anatomy scan.
Okay.
So I left the doctor's office, took Cash to swim, then took him for a haircut, then sent him and Elena home, and then I had to go pick up two more Christmas presents, and I literally did not walk through the door until 8:20. I was exhausted.
Crash right out?
No, I had to clean my house. Because I have my cleaners are coming today to do a deep clean for Christmas.
Sounds fun, Loren. How about you, Roy?
Oh, you know, I spent a good bit of time hating UPS yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're on my crap list. They've lost two packages, and the one package, a gift for Sterling, which is supposed to come today, is stuck in Pennsylvania. So, by all means, if you work for UPS today, just know. I do respect the fact that you're out there, you're pushing hard, but you have really screwed up my Christmas.
Oh,
like,
buddy.
Royally, and I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad.
Well, to put it clearly, Roy's not mad at the local delivery men
and
women.
No, that's what I'm saying. You
don't have anything to do with that. He's mad at the people in Pennsylvania.
100%. You're out there pushing and delivering the packages.
Looking all sexy in your brown.
But somehow you have just, the company has just lost my packages. And so, like, now, and then I'm also moving, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've moved.
Yep, so old packages are going to
going to the old place, and I have to go convince them, hey, don't return to sender.
Oh.
Make sure I'll come pick it up. You just keep it.
You know, I gotta be honest. I really like Festive Roy better than Grumpy Grinchy Roy, don't
I'm
you?
All upset. I woke up to gunshots this morning.
I'm going to tell you a story about a man named Roy who lives in the Plaza Midwood area and just moved into a nice new home. And
he's had a rough couple days.
Had a rough go of it. UPS was really on his goat.
His car broke down.
His car broke. He's still here.
You don't even want to know about that. $3,600 to fix that piece of crap. I'm so upset.
We're getting a new car, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, just trade it in.
No. Yes.
You can get, what?
No.
This boy, Roy, traded in his car in this story, Loren. In this wonderful Christmas story.
Got an awesome new truck.
He got a beautiful new truck. And you know what? When he got all of his packages, because they all came in time for Christmas, he had plenty of space to put those packages with his new truck. And the old Roy rode down the street singing Christmas carols and being very, very festive. Hello, boys and girls, he would say. Merry Christmas.
I know. I tell you, this holiday season, I am being tested. I am being really tested this holiday season.
I mean, you pushed a lot of things into the holiday season. You had a move. That's stressful.
That was supposed to be done a month ago.
I know, but then you hosted Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Then it's just the holiday season is stressful.
One
now
incident
the car,
after another with the home and the car.
Yeah, the car. It's been testing.
It's okay.
Buddy, it's all right.
You have to have faith that Santa's going to come and give you the best Christmas at all.
Have a cocktail. We've got eggnog.
I think I need four.
That's true. Also, we got really good news. Greasy Keys, who plays the keyboard for the Checkers at Bojangles, is going to be in here with his keyboard to sing live, Roy.
Okay.
How exciting is that?
We're not supposed to talk on top of the vocals.
So. Oh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I got Roy laughing, y'all.
That's good stuff.
Oh, man, I missed the whole joke.
That's good. I needed to come in.
All right, buddy. We got a nice, funny text message from 973 who said... Renter Roy versus homeowner Roy. Oh. Renter Roy seemed to care much less about what was going on in the in life and had a lot less stress.
No wonder my dad was angry.
Always stressed out.
Life sucks.
Hey, we also got a DM from someone who hit us up on at the MRL show on our Instagram and said, actually, your name is Stephanie. She said, I want your opinion on something. My ex-husband and I share our five-year-old daughter. And he sent me a Christmas card this year featuring himself, his new girlfriend, and my daughter. And I got really annoyed. Why would he send me that card? Was he trying to do it just to show me that he's got a new girl and try and make me feel jealous? Or was he really trying to be sweet for the holiday season?
No way.
I especially would love to hear what Lorraine has to say. Love you guys, Stephanie. Teacher, by the way.
He was sticking it to you, especially with a kid in the picture. That's really, like, the shove over the edge. I mean, here's the thing. No offense to anyone who sends out a Christmas card with their boyfriend, but I think that's weird. Like, I cheered with somebody who took pictures and sent out Christmas cards with a new boyfriend, and I think that is the strangest thing in the entire world. They've only been dating for 3 months.
Yeah, what if they break up?
Exactly. Yeah, like, what are you going to send out a different guy every single year? And then Aunt Judy in Omaha isn't going to understand that that was Jack and not Joe next year.
It would be so funny if every year they sent a different boy.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's what she does. And I'm like, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
Makes me laugh if there's a different guy every year. And like, maybe one year they're not dating, it's just a silhouette.
You know what? If she had a personality and like it was funny, haha, and she was in on the joke, then it would be great. But she's not in on the joke.
Stephanie, Lorenz says there is no Christmas cheer. He's trying to make you jealous. That's your final thoughts?
Yes.
Okay, all right, that's good. What you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Lady Gaga is so busy working on her album that she forgets to do something that we do every day. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
All right, so Lady Gaga, she has been so busy these days that she's forgetting her basic hygiene.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Apparently, she put out a tweet that said, my assistant, and then what the assistant said, which was, when's the last time you took a bath? And Lady Gaga said, I don't remember. She's been so busy working on her album, at least that's what we think, due to the hashtag LG6, Lady Gaga's album, you know, number six, that she is forgetting to bathe.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Lady Gaga, you gotta stop down and take a shower.
I wonder if Lady... I don't want to say anything bad. I don't want the monsters after me.
I think the monsters want her to shower, too.
But do you think Lady Gaga resists, like my son Dean resists, when I ask a six-year-old to take a shower?
Like the assistant's like, okay,
carries
it's time
him kicking and screaming.
No!
Yeah. It's time for a shower.
Wash your back! Put soap on your back!
It's a whole thing when you ask her to brush her teeth.
Yeah.
All right, so there are a ton of really amazing movies hitting theaters today. Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
Cats,
yes.
Which I saw last week and did a review, which is up at kiss95.1.com. And Bombshell, which is the NBC Megyn Kelly kind of story.
Okay.
Which I really wanted to see, and we didn't get a screening for it. So I'll be going to see that this weekend. Also, if you want to know what is on the Queen's Christmas menu, I will tell you coming up in the 8:30 dirty.
Ooh, that's cool. I bet it's stuff I've never heard of.
It is a lot of food.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to UNC Charlotte, who's playing in their first bowl game today. Bowl season kicks off with UNCC Charlotte against Buffalo in the Bahamas.
That's
fun. Very cool.
In Nassau.
We should have broadcasted live.
No kidding. Jimmy and Steve, our friends from Basante Pizza and Uptown and Matthews, they're down there.
Okay.
That's the good news. The bad news is they're rooting for Buffalo.
Oh.
That's right, people. You heard me say it.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Greasy Keys from the Charlotte Checkers is going to be in the studio, and we're going to be talking with him here in a minute.
I love it. We're going to sing Christmas carols. He brought his keyboard in. He'll be hanging out all morning.
But let's talk about presents teachers really want from students.
Okay.
Of course, you know, when I was in school, I would send the teachers like baked goods, but I think that's a no-no now. Right?
I don't know.
Is it still okay?
I don't think you can send them to the class.
You're right, because of allergies. And
yeah.
You can't have peanut stuff in the air. But these are the presents teachers really want from students. Gift cards.
Yes. Preload a Visa gift card for Mr. or Mrs. Teacher.
Sure.
Yep. Find out what a teacher's interests are and try to get the gift card around that.
Yeah, don't get her a mug. She has 8,000 of those.
They do recommend getting like Amazon, by the way, and Target cards, gift cards, because Target has those little $1 bins that they can use towards the classroom, and then Amazon has everything.
I know. I almost want to give the teacher a card to use on herself or himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously they love their kids in their classroom, so they're going to try to put it back in there, but you want them to spend it on themselves.
Yeah.
We gave our teacher, yesterday was Dean's Christmas party, and in first grade, and we gave his teacher a, like, a cool tree.
Oh.
All those parents put their money together and got
That's a sparkly tree,
yeah.
Let's see here. Personalized pencils, notepads, pens for grading, a good bottle of wine.
That's really what she wants.
A good bottle of wine, yeah.
That's what she needs.
Isn't it funny, though, when your student is bringing you a bottle of alcohol?
That's weird, though, for it. I don't know
how that works either.
I guess the parent has to go in that day.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's funny. Dean, just bring this tequila and give it to give it to your teacher. She knows exactly what to do with it.
Tell her it's adult water.
Wrap it up really good.
Dad, my teacher said, where's the lime and salt, whatever that means.
And then lastly, teachers really want from their students something from a heart, even something as little as a letter, a handwritten letter or some artwork.
That's sweet.
Really goes a long way.
So we're getting text messages from teachers.
Yeah, what are they saying? What's the gifts that they want?
Well, one says, I'm a teacher and I just want my kids to come in and talk about something positive for once. They deal with so much negativity in their lives nowadays that I feel like I would just love for my kids to come in and say, you know what? Let me tell you what happened today. And it made me happy.
Aww. That's great. Well, that's sad, though, that all these kids are upset.
I know.
We need to make that, like, kind of a lesson for 2020.
Yeah.
Like, the students should go in and tell the teacher something nice that happened to them.
Okay.
You know? All right, we'll post that up at kiss951.com. Also, if you're a teacher, share with us through text or DM. Tell us some funny gifts that your kids have brought you. We've taken your calls in the past. And the one that always gets me is, like, used lingerie.
Yeah.
And we always say the same thing. It's so sweet that the kids are thinking about the teacher, but mommy's missing her lingerie.
Yeah.
So strange.
And then it's the weird conversation that you have to have with the mom. Like, hey, hi. I don't know if you know this or not, but Johnny brought me...
Can I have it back?
This onesie.
You have to give it back.
It's nice.
And by onesie, I mean Teddy.
That's right. All right, we are going to check in with our buddy Greasy Keys. He plays the organ at the Charlotte Checkers game. He's a local fixture at the Checkers games, and he's going to be here playing the keyboards. We'll sing some Christmas carols with him. He'll be hanging out all morning. Plus, we're going to get an email follow-up. Do you guys remember last year we... ask someone if they wanted to peek at a Christmas gift early.
Yes,
I do. I think her name was Julie.
Julie opened up a Christmas gift early and found a big surprise. Well, ironically enough, she emailed us last week with an update about the gift that she got. So we'll have that for you just after 7.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh, we're so excited here in the Main and Roy and Lauren Show studio on Kiss 95.1. We got Greasy Keys in here. Good morning, Greasy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Greasy Keys is the organist. Is it an organ?
Organ, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's the organist inside Bojangles Coliseum. If you've ever been to a Checkers hockey game, you know Greasy Keys.
Yes.
Greasy, play something for us with your keyboard there.
Yeah, it's like we're at the game.
That's right. Hey, Greasy, we got to do some what's called announcements. Can you give us a little music to play while we talk over these announcements? That'd be great. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Healthy kids need proper diet, sleep, and exercise. They also need a safe environment, healthy habits, and life skills. Join Kiss 95.1 to help create a healthy place for kids. For more details at kiss951.com.
You know what we're going to need to do? We're going to need to put the wireless by his speaker.
Yeah,
that's going to be the move.
Yeah. We can do
try
it
that.
Now.
Let's test it. We're testing live on the air, everybody.
All right.
We apologize.
That's not going to last the whole show, though.
No.
We're going to need some new batteries.
Let's
see. Down there, I think. How does that work?
Am I hearing anything yet? Is the microphone on?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. No, nice. Hey, also, Greasy Keys, you got to head over to kiss95.1.com. There, you can go to the Kiss95.1 online store and get your favorite MRL show gear. They got tons of Kiss95.1 swag. You can wear the colors of your favorite number one hit radio station, Kiss95.1, and head over to the Kiss95.1 store and get your MRL show gear as well, okay? All right, it is going to be a festive show here today. We're going to sing, we're going to have fun, and we're going to talk to Julie coming up just after 7. Last year, she opened up a gift early on the air. And she called us and gave us an update. We'll also check in with Greasy Keys. So much to do. It's Manny, Ryan, Loren on Kiss 95.1. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It truly is. Happy holidays. And to celebrate from the Charlotte Checkers, Greasy Keys in the studio.
Yeah. Hey, Greasy Keys, yes. In about 30 minutes from now, a little over 30 minutes, we're going to play Can't Beat Loren.
Okay.
Which is a competition where Loren tries to go up against one of our callers in 5 pop culture questions. Fantastic. Can you give us the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dun.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's fun.
Go, oh my gosh. Loren, go!
It's going to be so hard to focus.
I know.
It was a lot of fun last year when the Checkers won the Calder Cup. That playoff fantastic. Run, we gave away tickets. It was such a blast, huh?
It was the best season ever. I can't imagine it getting any better, really.
I don't want to brag, but right. We got a picture with the cup. Did you?
I did.
Ah, good for you.
Of course you did.
I don't want to brag.
And luckily, I was... fortunate enough to get a championship ring, which I should have won today.
Oh, you should. So that's
the shining crown. Yeah,
that's so cool.
Next time you guys ever come to the game, stop by the Oregon. I'll be showing off my bling. So.
Do you think, because Vinny does the Panthers.
Vinny does the music inside the Panthers.
Do you think that he gets a Super Bowl ring if the Panthers win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that you guys get rings, too.
Really
they're part of the season.
I know. All the employees?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whether you're in sales...
Hang on.
So did you have to pay for yours, though? Because I know some teams that make their employees pay.
No.
That's
no,
nice.
The Checkers took care of me all the way through. So
good for you, dude. Awesome.
Yes.
Give us let's do Christmas Time is Here by the Peanuts. Can we do that?
Can we do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
All right, let's see. Give me my cue when to come in.
Oh, are you doing a solo?
Yeah, I don't think you guys have the lyrics. I just pulled them up.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Christmas time.
I don't think this is your key, buddy.
Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air.
Hey, you play much better than I sing, Greasy.
Really talented.
We do have some songs that we're going to play. You'll be here hanging out with us all morning, though. That's cool.
All morning.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, up next, we've been talking about it. Roy, you remember this.
Yeah, about a year ago, we had Julie call the show. She saw a present. She wanted to open it up before Christmas, and we kind of egged her on.
We definitely egged her on.
And what she found was surprising, and she has an update about it. It's going to be coming up after Flo T-Pain. It's Low with Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. A year ago, we had Julie call into the show, and she wanted to open up a present before Christmas. We were wondering if anybody would do it, and we thought nobody would call in, and sure enough, somebody's like, yeah, I'll sneak a peek.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was definitely egging people on.
If you didn't hear it or you don't remember, here's a clip of what happened last year.
Welcome, Julie from Huntersville to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
A brave soul who answered our call and we said, would you open up a package early and take a peek? You got your tree up?
Yes, it's really cute, too.
So who's the package from that's underneath the tree?
It's from my boyfriend, Eric.
Did he do a good rapping job? Yeah. I'm the worst rapper.
Oh, he's terrible. It's so bad. And it's a really big present.
You guys know that you can get somebody to rap it for you at the
heard.
Store, right?
I've heard. But
he doesn't understand things yet.
But isn't it the effort that counts, Lauren?
Yeah.
Or is it the packaging? Right, so you said it's huge?
Yeah, it's this huge box. I cannot think what he possibly put in there, and I'm dying to find out.
Okay, so wait, what is the end game here? Do we rewrap the present afterwards and then pretend like we're opening it for the first time?
Well, rip it and take a peek and see if you see anything that resembles, like, you know, that would answer our question. Let's start there.
Yeah.
And then, yes, you're going to have to rewrap it with the same paper. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, well, let's open away.
Okay.
She has no idea. Watch it be like keys to a car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
If it's a trip, we're going, right?
Yeah, right. You've got to take us.
Oh, I would love it if it was a trip.
Like, when you say big, like, you mean like 3 feet tall, 2 feet wide? Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to picture in my head what you're opening.
Yeah, it's big. It's like kind of like a cube, and I just can't. I don't know what it, you know. Bigger than a bread box.
It's starting to growl at me.
Oh my gosh!
Give water immediately upon opening.
So it's just like a box.
Like a plain box?
Yeah, let me...
Oh, you going to open up the plain box, too?
Well, we got to find out what's in it.
Well, because it's got like a little piece on it. Let me get it.
Yeah, get a...
Well, we've already started. We might as well go all the way.
Okay, so it's a really small box inside of a big box.
Okay.
Is that wrapped, too? Is that wrapped?
Oh my God, I hope it's not a ring. Oh my God, okay.
You hope it's not a ring?
No,
okay.
I just... Oh God, okay.
Well, maybe it's like earrings. Earrings are...
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God, oh my God. Oh
I just
God,
had a beeper. Oh she just swore. Did you open it?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a ring.
Shut the front door.
Like an engagement ring or like
Oh my God, I don't... Yeah, it's like a total. It's no. We're not there yet.
That's awkward. Could it be?
Oh,
could it? Is there any? Hold on. Is there any chance that it's not for you? For you?
Could it be? Who else would it be for?
Anybody else in your ring? The parents?
No,
anybody else?
I'm the only person that lives here. This is.
Oh, we're back live now here on the main Roy and Lauren show. That was Julie last year, right around this time. Greasy Keys, can we get some, like, soap opera music, please?
You got it.
Yes. Something that shows drama. There you go. Greasy Keys from the Charlotte Checkers is in here playing his keyboard live on a festive day. We're going to find out with an update, Lauren, from Julie.
Okay.
Because we never heard after that. We reached out to her and it was radio silence.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine how it went.
Finally, she DM'd us. Wait to hear what happened shortly after she came on the radio and did that. Julie, she's going to be with us coming up 3 minutes right here on the Meanie Roy and Loren, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you looked familiar.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ariana Grande, that's 7 rings. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Meanie Roy and the Red Morning Show and Greasy Keys.
He is here. He plays the organ at the Checkers games. He's hanging out with us. We're going to do some Christmas carols and do some singing later on. But we just played Julie, who opened up a gift last year before she was allowed to. Kind of snuck a peek, and it turned out to be a ring.
Yeah.
And we left her with her saying, no, I'm not ready for this. We just started dating.
Yeah, it was a ring she was not ready for. She wasn't ready for that commitment. And we received a message from her with an update. So this is what she sent to us. Shortly after I was on air, my boyfriend called me because everyone was calling him. He said the ring was a promise to always be faithful to me. I wore it starting Christmas last year up until October of this year when he proposed to me with a real ring from Diamonds Direct.
Oh, that's great.
Love you guys.
Aw. I didn't know promise rings were still a thing past middle school.
I think you would know the difference, too, between a promise ring and a...
She didn't really say what ring it was, though. She just goes, oh, it's a ring. Yeah. Oh, no. It's too soon for that. And I think her heart just went to an area where she was like, I'm not ready for marriage. But that's sweet.
Let me tell you what really happened.
Yeah.
He had an engagement ring down there. Heard her go, no.
Switch to Jaws.
And said...
I think so, too,
and
honestly.
And said, okay, if she's not ready for me, I got to tame it back down. This is a promise ring.
I think so, too. He didn't want to scare her away being a stage 5 clinger.
Thanks for the update, Julie. Thank you, Greasy Keys, in the studio playing the keyboard live for us this morning. We do have some tickets to give away. Greasy, don't be upset. We know that the Checkers are the big game in town at Bojangles Coliseum.
That's true.
But we also are proud of our Charlotte Hornets, who play at the Spectrum Center.
Love it.
And we're going to give away some Hornets tickets coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are looking for you to join us. Be call number 9, 704-570-9595. We got Hornets tickets to give to you. By the way, Greasy Keys from the Shaw Checkers. Let's go, Hornets! 704-570-9595. Call number 9.
Yeah, the December 27th game, they're playing Oklahoma City, and we thought it would be a last-minute gift for someone.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah.
A little stocking stuffer or something like that. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Well, if you want to know what is on the Royal Christmas menu, I've got that. And I'll tell you why Kris Jenner says that Chrissy Teigen is the worst party guest ever.
Okay. Really? Wow, okay.
All right, all coming up in 2 minutes right here on the Manny Ryan Loren Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Loren, we have a special surprise. Not only is Greasy Keys here in the studio playing his keyboard for us live, we also have a little girl who wanted to meet the MRL show. As crazy as it sounds, we were number one on her Christmas list.
I know.
And her mom sent us the picture of her Christmas list. So we're going to make that happen. They're going to play Can't Beat Loren this morning. So they're out in the hallway. They have no idea what's going on. She knows she's here. So she doesn't know that she's going to play Can't Beat Loren.
So for someone who's wants to meet us really bad, it's going to be your job, Loren, to beat her in trivia.
I know, right? No pressure on me. I just look like the heartless lady if I beat a kid.
Why don't you lose so the 7-year-old could go get some Botox?
I know. Yeah, right? And then that's the other thing. It's like...
Well, the mom can use something. Yeah. All right, anyway, basically, just do a quick dirty and we'll get her in here.
Okay. So Kris Jenner says that Chrissy Teigen is the worst dinner guest ever. Now, she had the reality star had the supermodel and her husband, John Legend, over for their annual Christmas dinner, and things got kind of out of hand. Chris says that she thought, you know, since Chrissy is such a big cook, that she would be helping with dinner, appetizers, desserts, whatever, and she just sat on the couch the whole time and didn't even pay attention to her. Not only did Chrissy not cook, but she ended up stealing presents from the stockings and using Chris's toothbrush. Now, this whole thing was caught and probably staged for Instagram, but Chrissy and John ended up climbing into Chris's bed and making out, too.
Yeah, funny.
All right, what's on the royal menu for Christmas dinner?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Queen Mummy will love that she will have 24 30-pound turkeys. Two dozen of them. Roasted potatoes, a boar's head, foie gras, and Christmas pudding.
Bring me the boar's head! I need a snack!
Okay. All right, Queen Mommy.
How many people's had this dinner?
Congratulations.
You should see our table. It goes through 5 rooms. Almost as big as Loren's Chateau.
All right. From one royal to the next, Miss Virginia is now wearing the crown of Miss America 2.0. After winning the title last night, she won a $50,000 scholarship and performed the first ever science experiment during the show using hydrogen peroxide to make a bunch of foams, which the judges loved.
Yeah, that's going viral right now. Everyone's doing that foam explosion thing.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica Biel isn't totally over the Justin Timberlake scandal. He is home for the holidays to focus on family, especially after Jessica went down to New Orleans to see that nothing was going on with his co-star, but she had booked it out of town.
Quick drama music, Greasy.
Jessica Biel is not letting Justin off the hook that easy. And that is your dirty.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
No, we have someone to play Can't Beat Loren.
That's right. Yeah, well, let's play Can't Beat Loren. They're going to come into the studio. Loren, go easy.
Okay.
And, her name's Ayana. Diana and Ayana.
That's all coming up in 5 minutes, a special holiday version of Can't Beat Lorraine.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
It's a very special Can't Beat Lorraine. We're going to call it the holiday edition because welcoming to the studio is Ayana.
Hey!
Ayana.
She's 11 years old. She's homeschooled. And today's field trip is the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show studio. Because you said on your Christmas wish list, what was number one?
Meeting Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Aww.
I love her.
What part of town do you guys live in?
Concord.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine live. This is a very special thing. We don't do this very often.
Okay.
So throw Lorraine out of the studio so we can try and throw you a prize.
Get out, Lorraine.
All right. I'm going, Ayana.
All right. Lorraine is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio and...
Bye.
She is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Also in the studio from the Charlotte Checkers Bojangle Coliseum organist, Greasy Keys. All right. Here we go. Twitter's most influential person is this pop star who has a fan group called the Swifties. Who is that, Ayana?
Taylor Swift.
Chrissy Teigen jokingly earned the title of being Kris Jenner's worst dinner guest. Who is Chrissy Teigen married to?
I don't know.
Tell her, Roy. Tell her.
John Legend.
Good answer. Channing Tatum is now single. He and Jessie J have called it quits after almost a year of dating. It's the first relationship post-marriage. He was married to Jenna Dewan. Who was he married to?
What? Jenna Dewan.
Very good answer. We're on fire this morning. Mark, then we're not going to tell Lorraine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not going to give her the answers.
Nobody is going to tell Lorraine. Mark Anthony's 120-foot yacht caught fire, but luckily he wasn't on board. The two crew members actually made it off safely. He was married to this pop star actress who is now engaged to A-Rod.
Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Do you know the song All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey? Do you have that one, Greasy Keys?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good, because that's the answer to the next question. Mariah Carey's iconic... song tops the 100 chart list after 25 years after it was released. Turns out she's actually a huge Christmas fan. What's the name of this song?
All I Want for Christmas.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Okay, stop playing. We don't want to give her any clues. Okay, good.
Sorry, we're having a lot of fun in here.
I know. You guys look like you're having a ton of fun in here.
Yes.
I had FOMO.
Now, it's going to be a tough challenge in the round because Ayana got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
On the line is a Sona Med Spa Dermatology Prize.
That's right. Thank you to those guys. We love them. Twitter's most influential person is this pop star who has a fan group called the Swifties.
Taylor Swift.
Chrissy Teigen jokingly earned the title of being Kris Jenner's worst dinner guest. Who is Chrissy's husband? I can't with the keyboard. It's so funny.
John Legend.
Channing Tatum is now single. He and Jessie J have called it quits almost after a year of dating. This is the first relationship post-marriage. He was married to whom?
Jenna Dewan.
Mark Anthony's 120-foot yacht caught fire, but luckily he wasn't on board. Two members actually jumped off and made it safely.
Oh.
Who was his ex?
Jennifer Lopez.
And Mariah Carey's iconic song tops the Hot 100 chart 25 years after it was released. Turns out she's actually a huge Christmas fan. What is the name of that song?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I love that he knows this song.
I know. Awesome. Okay, so it was a tie.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great job, Ayana.
What do you want to say, Ayana? Step up to the microphone.
Right there
you go. You want to say hi to some of your friends? What do you want to do? The floor is yours. This is your Christmas wish to hang out with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine
Show. Savannah and Emily.
Savannah and Emily. Okay.
All right. They're your best friends?
Yes.
All right.
What's today's homeschool project?
I'm making a volcano.
A volcano?
Ooh, cool. It's going to explode and everything?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Better.
Awesome. Well, listen, thank you guys so much for listening every morning. It really, really means a lot to us.
Thank you.
A lot of times we think we're just in here talking to ourselves. And sometimes the ratings show it's true.
But then we actually see a human. And we know.
No, but we really appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Happy holiday.
You too.
Happy Hanukkah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We're going to kick off the weekend with the Legendary Friday Free-for-All.
Yes, yes. If you love throwbacks like Mariah, like we just played, we're going to have a lot more heading your way with the Legendary Friday Free-for-All in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Bye, Ayana.
the MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's okay to eat whatever you want.
Yeah, don't care about what Richard Simmons has to say about that. Eat whatever. This is the Mandy Moore and the Red Morning Show, our holiday show. And we have a direct line to Santa Claus. You know, we have the Santa hotline. The phone number is posted up at the MRL Show on our Instagram account. And Santa was nice enough to give us the passcode to his voicemail so we could hear who calls him and what they want for Christmas.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa.
Leave me a message.
I want a billion toy in a red and white train. My name is Nathan. I'm going to be good at school today. Bye.
Aww. Next message.
Hi, Santa. My name is Lindsay. And what I would like for Christmas is American Girl doll Grace Thomas. Thank you, Santa. Bye.
Next message.
My name is Tyler Anders. I want a race track and an iPhone and a PlayStation 4 and baseball cards and anything else.
End of message.
What you hear in the background right now is Greasy Keys from the Charlotte Checkers. He is the organist there, and we are honored to have him in the show because he's going to be playing a bunch of Christmas music all morning long. He's been playing fun little tunes for us, and now we have him in the studio, and we're going to do some caroling.
Let's do Frosty!
Frosty, yeah.
All right, sing along in your car. Now, Greasy, you got to tell us when we come in, okay?
Here we go. One, two, ready, go. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk that they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could let them play just the same as you and me.
Don't they just play piano for a little bit?
Take away the Greasy Keys.
I'm tired of singing.
That's a lot of work.
Yes. Like, did the song end?
Who knew there were 8 verses to Frosty the Snowman?
There's the weird 11th verse. Then one day he went to.
Did you play a lot of Christmas parties this year, Greasy Keys?
A lot of Christmas parties, a lot of tree lightings. And of course, at the Checkers games, you know, before the game starts, I get a chance to play a set, and so a lot of Christmas music over the.
And that's an organ you play inside Bojangles' costume, like an old organ,
like a legit one.
Legit, it's a 1956 Hammond C3 organ, which is actually when they built the Coliseum back in the 50s, they installed the organ there.
Wow. And that's the same organ.
Same.
Oh,
organ.
That's cool.
Same
organ.
That is cool.
Very historic organ. Very cool.
That is cool. Can you play? It's a not a Christmas song, but it probably sound good. Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, you know, I don't really do too many baseball songs.
Really? No,
you know, he's a hockey guy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's a hockey song?
Or like something like Lady of Spain or something like that would be a hockey song.
That's a good one, yeah. I want to ride the Zamboni. I know that one.
Right.
Ride the Zamboni?
I didn't know that was their song.
That's their Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Ah. Do that one.
So why wouldn't you ask him to play that?
Because I don't know the words to that.
That was tricky, yeah, right.
You don't have to play that one either. I'm just kicking around. We're kicking the tires here, Loren.
Okay.
And then so, producer Nicole, what did you just say?
This show is done.
It is not. We're just getting started.
Okay, listen. I can admit, I've been phoning it in since a solid 6:15.
My car is running.
You guys.
Dude, we got eggnog flowing. It's Christmas.
Yeah, we're having a great time this morning. Hopefully you guys are too. Make sure you guys check out the Rap Party podcast today, because on that Rap Party podcast, we're going to do our Christmas gift exchange. I got Nicole. Nicole got me.
I got Loren.
Yep.
And you got me.
And yeah, so we'll open up our gifts live on the Rap Party podcast. But up next, we are going to relive some of the MRL show's favorite moments of the year. We're going to talk about what we loved in the past year, 2019. We're saying goodbye to it. And we're saying hello, 2020. Thank you, Greasy Keys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Social House.
Sorry, I'm so excited. Live music today presented by Greasy Keys from the Charlotte Checkers. Greasy, we have a couple things to talk about here. Appreciate the music. Don't forget, you can check out AJ this Sunday night.
He's going to be at the Uptown Cabaret, 11:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. It's the world-famous Uptown Cabaret, Tryon and Moorhead. It's the late-night place to be with AJ.
And make sure tonight you come out to Carowinds. I'm going to be out there hosting the Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest at Winterfest at Carowinds, starting at 6 o'clock. So if you have an ugly sweater and you want to come by and show it to me, I think we have all the contestants for the contest, but you can come out, watch, cheer on, and show me your ugly Christmas sweater. Now, something that was canceled, I think, was brought back.
Oh.
I want to talk about DaBaby, and No Limit Larry's out in the hallway. Yo, Larry, come in here for a minute.
What up, Manny?
Yo, DaBaby, so he canceled first. He couldn't be here.
He really didn't cancel. He had, you know, he had some plane issues.
He was on a big screen at the show.
I mean, he was on FaceTime, first artist to ever do that. Oh, you know what I mean?
His private jet that he was on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So then what happened?
So he was on a private jet. It wouldn't take off he was on one in New York first. That one wouldn't take off. So he drove to New Jersey, tried to take a private jet. That didn't happen. So he ended up just having to FaceTime in, first artist to do so. And now he rescheduled the show December 23rd, Monday night. It's going to be crazy.
Can we talk about how cool it is that when we couldn't get on one private jet, he had the ability to go to a different airport to get on a second private jet?
Spent an extra $30,000 to do so.
Wow.
He tried everything he could to get here.
He tried everything he could.
So now, if I'm thinking about it right, DaBaby, the cool thing was he was part of your winter block party where he was going to be one of many artists. Now, on Monday night, it's just basically him.
It's him, and he's got some surprise guests that they told me that this is going to be the biggest show in Charlotte history.
I mean, do you really know who it is?
Like, no, can
you
do not.
And, you know, I heard that they're even honoring the tickets to the last show. So all you have to do is literally bring your old ticket.
Yeah, buy your ticket stub and show up.
Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
And we sold new tickets to the show, so tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, and you can get them and come on in that Monday night.
Let's see. We have that DaBaby Camila Cabello song, My Oh My.
I never heard that.
It's the kiss, DaBaby.
The kiss, DaBaby.
By the way, did you congratulate Loren on DaBaby?
Yeah, I heard you.
I got DaBaby, too.
You got DaBaby.
Yeah.
I heard you was carrying DaBaby.
I got DaBaby.
Do you have a name for DaBaby?
No, not yet.
Does DaBaby have a baby?
DaBaby has a couple babies.
All right, you guys, go check out. Is it still the Winter Block Party? What are you calling it?
Still Winter Block Party, man. Winter Block Party Part 2.
Yep. Bojangles Coliseum Monday night. I'll be there. Sir. If I get there, will I get up on stage with y'all?
I got you.
All right.
I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to call you Snowflake.
And we're going to be white hot chocolate.
My light-skinned cousin is in the building. Will you?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mainey, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Lots of Christmas presents in the studio.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a gift exchange on the Rap Party podcast. If you don't know what that is, every day on the MRL On Demand podcast, we have a segment, an episode called The Rap Party, which you can listen to us exchange today gifts for the holiday season. This is going to be cute.
Greasy Keys, give us some Christmas music, like a nice little music bed, please, if you would.
Yeah.
Greasy Keys, the keyboardist from your Charlotte Checkers, your Calder Cup-winning Charlotte Checkers. Roy, here's another Christmas present for us. Look who's on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It is Angry Frank.
How the hell are you? Love that intro. All the way from Rock Hill, South Carolina. There he is, Angry Frank. What's up, man? Producer Nicole was telling us that you have some theory about Santa. What is it?
Hey, I think he's fair. He's not fair and balanced, man. I think Santa Claus is truly boring. When the kids go to the mall, they get in line with their parents, and they're waiting to talk to Santa Claus. What a bunch of bull. I think to keep this thing even and balanced, you should have the Grinch on a throne opposite Santa Claus to send the naughty kids over there to scare the hell out of them so they'd be good so that they can talk to the Santa the way they want to. You know, I think that would be fair and balanced and then be a whole lot of fun.
So a parent is supposed to come in and be like, you know, my kid's been a jerk. I'm going to send them in the Grinch line?
Or does Santa send them to the Grinch?
Right. Right.
Okay, he agreed to both.
You know, I got to be honest. At first, when Frank started talking, I was like, here he goes, negative Frank. And now I'm thinking that would be really funny for them all to do.
Really?
A Santa and a Grinch?
No, that's traumatizing for kids.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Well, it's there to scare them straight.
And you grab Junior and you say, you see? Taking you over here. Oh, no. Yeah, you know.
By the way, if you don't know Frank, he calls the show quite a bit. A new listener from Rock Hill was on the news recently and was naked when the police walked in on him. You won't believe the stories. So are you enjoying our holiday show today?
Oh yeah, I mean the caroling is fine. I mean if you're into that sort of thing, you know.
Which of course you're not.
Well, I don't have the very best voice, you know, and then clowns come around my house singing, you know, good tidings, good cheer, and da 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 da. Oh man, what a drag!
Sing us your favorite Christmas carol right now, Frank.
Let me see. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow, perfect. On key and everything.
see how that goes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we hang up, there's a couple other things that I have running through my mind about Frank.
What
do you guys think is his favorite holiday movie? Like, it's definitely a black and white something, right?
I don't think he watches Christmas movies.
I do.
Miracle on 34th Street?
No, thumbs down.
The Grinch?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas? Oh, hell no. No, man. No.
That's the best.
Okay.
Christmas Story.
Don't say Home Alone.
Yes!
What?
That's it.
Really?
I love that movie.
Okay.
I love the kids. What's his name?
McCallister. Kevin McCallister.
Yeah, but it's Macaulay Culkin, yes.
Macaulay Culkin, the actor.
Yeah,
what would you call him, McCorky?
Yeah, cute kid, and he beats up these crooks that come in the house. We've seen it, Frank.
Frank talking to people who have never seen Home Alone before, which is like 0% of the population. All right, so you love Home Alone. That's surprising. What's the best gift you ever gave? I know you have kids, you have grandkids.
Oh, the best gift I gave was to my ex-wife. I think it was my second ex-wife or whatever. Anyway, you know, I bought her this bike. You know, it's a 10-speed.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching her how to ride a bike. I was being a good Frank for a change, you know, which, you know, I hate to do that.
Yeah.
And the broad gets on the bike and runs into the garage, you know, and she busted up her wrist, man. It was really dumb.
Yeah.
It was really stupid. Who doesn't know how to ride a bike?
Surprisingly, a lot of people.
Yeah. Old producer Victoria didn't know how to ride a bike.
No. Well, what's the best Christmas gift you received?
Oh, divorce paper.
I am not surprised by that.
From the broad that didn't know how to ride the bike.
Oh, my God.
All right, Frank. It's always great checking into your life. Frank in Rock Hill, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and most of all, Happy New Year. And we hope to hear from you in 2020.
And send me a damn T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll send you a T-shirt with my face all over it.
Yeah. And based on that news story we played about you months ago, it does not even like you wear clothes anyway.
God.
All right, Frank. Merry Christmas.
See you, bud.
There he is, Angry Frank. Greasy Keys is here live in the studio. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, you guys. We're going to share some of our favorite moments of 2019. You know, we're saying goodbye to a decade, which is crazy.
A decade.
Yeah.
And as we head into 2020, y'all, it's a milestone for the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. It's our fifth year together.
Yeah,
we started together in 2015. Amazing. So we'll play some of our favorite moments for you guys coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 is the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. That music you hear in the background is live music that we've had in here all morning. It is Greasy Keys.
Hey.
The organist and keyboardist from... You know him from the Charlotte Checkers, but he's also a live musician who plays a lot of bands, plays in a lot of gigs around here. Greasy, we've got a game here. This is actually pretty funny. Our intern, Stefan, who's really, his name is Stefan, but we always give our interns a different name to make them stand out.
Yeah, so, Stefan seemed fun.
So Stefan came up with a game. He found clips, you guys, of people screaming. And we have to guess whether or not the person is excited to open up a gift or the person is scared out of their mind.
Okay. All right. This is fun.
Are you ready? Let's see. This is the first one. Is this person excited to get a gift or scared?
That sounds like...
sounds like excitement.
Yeah,
to
it sounds
me.
Like roller coaster yeah. or something.
You
yeah.
think they're excited? Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. They're excited.
Yay.
All right. How about this person here? Is this person excited to get a gift or are they scared of something?
Oh, they're terrified.
Yeah, it's a terrified scream.
That is right. Look at you
that,
guys.
That sounded like a roller coaster.
You so you interesting. I thought that was like a haunted house someone just scared me thing.
Stefan, do you know what they are, what they're scared of? Do you know the answer to that? What was the first two?
Okay, so the first one was a kid opening up a present, a Nintendo 64. Then the second one was Kevin Hart running through a haunted house, right?
You're right.
We're not too far off.
All right, how about this one?
Was that you, Loren?
I don't know.
Once again, excited to open up a gift or scared out of their mind?
Oh, man. I kind of think it's a gift because it goes on a little longer.
Like, oh, thank you. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, I think right. if you got scared, it would just be a quick, like,
okay, I agree with Loren. Excited.
That's right. Stefan, ooh. What are they excited about? An Atari.
Atari. What year did you pull these clips? Nintendo 64 and Atari?
Where did you even find a clip from an Atari?
Up next, the sound of what it's like when someone wins tickets to see the Bee Gees' first ever tour.
I know. You're going to be like, oh, they just discovered the radio. Here's audio of it.
Here we go. Scared out of their mind or excited to open up a Christmas gift.
Oh, my gosh. Geez. That's terrifying.
Yeah, I think that's scared, too.
Oh, that's scary.
You guys are really good at this. That's right. Scared out of their mind. Yep.
I love the Greasy
Last
Keys.
Last one.
I know.
Greasy Keys is the best.
Ooh, now this is difficult.
Mm. Excited for a gift or scared out of their mind?
I'm going to go terrified.
I'm still going to go with excitement.
Ooh,
one of you is right, obviously. 50-50 shot, and the winner is... Loren!
Oh, really? Excitement. All right, Stefan, what was that one?
Oh,
war hero coming back from Vietnam.
They are from the 70s.
Yeah,
I mean, clips.
Right on par with our timeline.
I really want to know where you pulled this audio. Like, did they even have recording equipment to capture this crystal clear audio?
That's so funny.
Oh, man. Next up, the excitement of when Gone with the Wind wins the Oscar for Best Picture. All right, we're going to still do a little more show for you. It's a holiday show. Got another song in us? Of course we do before we get out of here. Plus, our favorite moments of 2019 and one that you probably all forgot in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You like the beginning of that?
I do.
I can tell.
I'm lost.
Sam Smith, Kiss 95.1 with the Mani, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. Holiday edition. A holiday party we've been having. Greasy Keys from the Shaw Checkers have been with us this morning, hanging out, playing all the good stuff.
So I went through, and I cheated. I didn't remember all these, but I went through our computer and I found out some of our favorite moments, which you will hear in the next couple weeks as we relive our favorite moments. From the year 2019, and it's amazing that we're saying goodbye to 2019 and hello to 2020.
Okay.
But one of the things that stuck out for me... Thank you, Greasy Keys. One of the things that stuck out for me was when we, remember, Loren, Roy came in and said he was going to be a movie star in, like, Holland?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
This is the year that I got the audition to be a voice actor impersonator of Seth Rogen, but specifically for the explicitives of a movie. So, like, I would voice whenever he would say bad words for movies made for cable.
Right, to be on regular TV.
Yep.
Yeah, in Holland.
In Holland,
yeah. And you made it through, like, the first two rounds. And
it was, like, down to, like, me and, like, another guy, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I thought that was really funny.
So funny.
A big thing that happened in 2020, Nicole, her relationship ended with her longtime girlfriend, Lauren. Mm-hmm. And Lauren's now dating someone who looks just like Nicole. Wax Strip Trivia. That was fun for you guys.
Yeah.
Every question we got wrong. We got wax stripped.
All I can remember is the pain from my nose.
Man. And then remember, same thing, kind of, but different. We did spray tan trivia. And you and I had to spray each other with spray tan that lasted about 2 weeks.
We clearly love trivia.
We did the mariachi wake up.
Yep. We did.
With a good friend of our show, Marissa, who no longer works here at the radio station. She works where, in Augusta now?
Yep. Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, she went into her friend's house and brought in a mariachi band and they woke up the guy. How about when Loren found out she's not as Italian as she thought?
Oh, that's got to be one of my favorites.
I knew you were going to love that. And equally as interesting, we did our DNA test, and Nicole found out she's not Native American like she thought.
That was a good moment on the show, because let me tell you, Loren's been to Italy like 20 times. She knows the roads there better than Charlotte. And the fact that she's not even half Italian made me laugh so hard.
You're like, what, 46% Italian?
40.
Yeah.
40.
Something.
I remember.
Nicole, what about your Native American? You thought you had, you didn't think it was a high percentage, but what did you find out?
0%. 0%. I mean, not
1%. You just tan well.
Yeah, I'm just olive.
I think it's all lies, Nicole. I think I'm really more Italian, and I think you're Native American.
You can think that. That's okay. Angry Frank, we met him in 2019. We just heard from him not long ago. And last but not least, one of my favorite things that we heard from was when Carline Donna called in because she had gotten into an incident on the road with a teacher, but she didn't know it was a teacher until she got to the first day of school and realized that the person she was honking at and the person who cut her off was her kid's teacher.
Ooh, awkward.
I remember that.
And she didn't back down from the argument in the car line either. She kept it up. So those are some of our favorite moments of 2019, and you can listen and hear all of them as we head into the holiday season here with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on KISS 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.